it was a very pleasant period for me. Of course, for one thing, I had some money, which I was paid $3,016 a year. I remember it very well. Also, it seemed like a lot of money to me. As a student, I had lived on about one-fifth of that. And so suddenly I had some money, and I was in New York, and I was making a lot of new friends, and we would all go out for lunch in Greenwich Village, and they knew all the good restaurants, and I was exploring New York, and at some point along in there, I was taking music lessons up at Juilliard, too. So while I worked hard, it was not something that I had to do at nights and Saturdays. So mm-hmm. I could work more or less at a normal pace. And it was a very pleasant time. I made a lot of new friends and met people. And Bill Shockley was there and. In the Woolwich, a lot of good friends that I've known for a long time. Plus, a number of these engineers that I enjoyed very much, Bulldorf, was very kind to me, and Llewellyn, Miss Peterson, and I got to know a different group of people. And again, my exploratory instincts made that very interesting. Mm-hmm. And, well, they were really quite sharp people, and talked a good deal about political things. And I remember one engineer particularly that interested me particularly. I believe he had a Czech background. And he had a brother who visited in the Soviet Union and heard some of the trials, the Stalin trials of that period, and swore that they were real, that these people had confessed, and sure enough, they'd been betraying the country and so on, and it was convincing. And so this was a great plus for the communist cause, you see, that these people had admitted they'd been doing terrible things against the government and so on. And his brother had been there and witnessed it and saw it, and it was real. Along with the Nazi problem, this was one of the things that